Welcome back, Ken.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
I was in Chicago.
He was in Chicago. That's why I said welcome back.
Yeah, I was just letting everyone else know that. I don't know. I didn't really post much through.
I saw some Instagram stories.
Well, here's what's funny. If you follow me at all at this point, if I post an Instagram picture or story, you know that I've been drinking.
No, I know. Actually, it was really fun. I saw you post. You posted a lot of baseball game content.
It's not. I mean, a couple things, but it's not that fun or crazy. It just means that I've let go enough of my clenching self-control.
We were talking about how both of us, anytime we post anything on social media, our first feeling we go through every phase of guilt.
Yep. Who is it? How could this negatively affect anyone?
Anyone in the whole world.
Which, honestly, is sort of a form of narcissism, isn't it? Like,
it is,
I know
it absolutely
we
is.
Can say we're trying to be considerate or thoughtful for others' feelings, but really no one cares what we post.
No,
I mean, unless we go out of our way to be hurtful.
Right,
or be like totally like...
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
Yeah, but it's...
You went to some baseball games.
I went to a baseball game.
It seemed like that was 90% of their content.
No, there's only two things of that, whatever that is. No, I went to a Cubs game. I flew out Thursday morning. I went to a Cubs game. Right.
In one of the Instagram stories, you definitely didn't mute yourself.
Yeah.
And you were like, woo! And I love that.
There's one of them where they had, so they bring in celebrities to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field. And we had Cookie Monster. And I did a horrible job of videotaping this. Like, I got the end of the first clip. And then, like, a whole bunch of them just showing the dumb crowd that no one cares about. And then it was back to Cookie Monster. But you saw enough where you got what I was saying.
Yeah.
But in the middle of that, I'm like, take me. You can hear my dumb atonal voice.
I just love it. I have to say, my favorite thing is when Instagram stories aren't muted.
Oh,
it always bums me
out. Well, I woke up the next day and I was like, what did I say over that? Like, you know when you just don't even realize? You're like, oh my God. Like, it could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Because I spout shit left and right.
Mm-hmm. He's a bad person.
Really bad. This is why I should be concerned with what I post. No, my friend posted something. I saw hers the next day. And I was like, you did a great job with that. She got mostly Cookie Monster. I was videotaping the scoreboard with the Jumbotron sort of video, and she turned around, you could actually see him live in the media box.
It's not easy. It's not easy, Ken.
It's hard.
And
for
also
me.
You can't do content never and then only do it when you're drunk.
That's true. Actually,
like twice a year.
Honestly, it's a weird feeling because there's always a part of me that's like, if I just constantly posted things, I wouldn't be as like freaked out about posting.
Right.
Because a pressure builds where you're like, well, this thing I'm posting has to be great. And then I go and post what I posted over this weekend, which is mediocre.
It was good. Why are we still talking?
You enjoyed it because...
I loved it. I loved hearing you say, take me out to the ballgame. It was like truly gave me so much
Then one
joy.
Of them was, we got stuck at trying to cross a train tracks in the middle of the night. After we went to this concert.
I saw that too, yeah.
Yeah, and I tried to post that, but it didn't go through because I had bad service. So I woke up the next day, and then it posted in the morning. Like, someone was like, oh, he woke up and thought this was really good to post. I was like, what is going on? But you haven't been to Chicago yet, have you?
No.
Kendra, we got to fix that.
Madness.
It's a really nice town. It's
great.
A lot of good food.
Yeah.
A river. Maybe more than one. I don't know. Lots of nice big buildings.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a good city.
Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
She loves Chicago.
She loves Chicago.
She loves it. 4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees.
Of Perry Gilpin.
I have one quibble.
Oh, okay.
You poured me water, and it doesn't taste that good.
Well, I waited a while, ma'am.
No, I know. I think they did something to the water.
You've trained me to the point where when I turn on the water to get you water and me water, I will take the first water to make sure that it has more time to get cold for you.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I actually...
My liege.
I slowly am trying to train everyone in my life to do that.
I think you've done it.
I have. I've succeeded.
The two of us that will ever get you water.
You'd be surprised how many people I asked to get me water.
Well, no, please don't tell me that, Kendra. I've tried to train you in turn to not ask people for water. Who do you ask? People at work? You're like,
no, I'm kidding.
Oh, you going down that hallway? You swing around and grab me a water.
No, I feel like in workplaces, the best thing about it is that you can go get water.
Oh, it's the best. You got to do a little lap, you know?
Yeah, it's just like, hi to everyone. At my current office, sometimes they only have these tiny cups left. And I'm always like, oh, dang, a tiny cup. But then I'm just like constantly walking.
Looks like I'll get my steps in.
Yeah.
And then you just find yourself dehydrated 3 hours later.
Haggard, like in the middle of the hallway, like can't make it a step further. Yeah, it's not easy. So we have an announcement.
No, this is what? What are you going to say?
Ken and I
no
both idea. Haven't really watched anything.
Yeah, I've continued down the 30 Rock path.
I've just been really busy.
I will say this. My friend's kids... Right, I stay with my friends. I have these three adorable children. I would say their ages, but I'll get it wrong, and then my friends might hear it and then yell at me. They're all adorable. They all call me by my nickname that my friend has told them to call me. They all call me Mr. Ballgame, and it's the cutest thing ever. At one point, we were just talking.
Say, excuse me, Mr. Ballgame.
They're like, hi, Mr. Ballgame. Mr. Ballgame, are you going to wake up?
That's amazing. Wait, do they think that's your name?
That's what they call me. It's just Mr. Ballgame.
Do they know your name's Ken?
Well, they hear their parents call me Ken, but in front of the kids, they usually call me Mr. Ballgame. So the kids call me Mr. Ballgame. So it's a whole thing of like amazing. these like this adorable little kids being like, Mr. Ballgame, what do you how do you feel about this election? But yeah, it's really cute. But anyway, we were talking about movies, Marvel movies, and I happened to mention that I really liked Captain America Winter Soldier. So then throughout the whole weekend, just talking about movies I at least tried to watch, at three different times we tried to get through that movie. You know?
It's a long movie.
Also,
the winter is a big part of it.
At one point we put it on before we were like heading out. Another point we put it on before we were like, right when we got back, it was like late. It was this whole thing.
Yeah.
But he just at one point, my friend's daughter, they were just like, we're going to watch, this is Mr. Ballgame's favorite. Let's watch this one. And they're like, okay. And we just start watching it. I'm like, what's going on right now?
God, what a nightmare where it's just like, oh, what's your favorite movie? Yeah. And you have to say, it's Captain America Winter Soldier.
That's another thing when you don't think the stakes are as high when you're just like talking BS.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, oh, I like that one a lot.
And then suddenly you're like, I've tried to watch this three times. With
and that's something my friend does all the time is like, if you say something casually, it's like, oh, Ken has said, without a doubt that this is the case. And you're like, oh my, like, come on. And I even got, I went to a concert on this party bus with them with like, basically, by the way, I counted, Kendra, I was the 23rd wheel on this bus. It was 11 married couples.
Jesus.
All from the ages of like 37 to like 45.
Did you know them all?
No, I knew my one set of friends.
Wow.
Like my one
the
couple.
The 23rd wheel. What a beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing. Maybe I should write a little poem about that.
Yeah.
Maybe?
That's a movie right there.
Oh,
it's like
God.
27 dresses.
I'm so glad you said that.
The 23rd wheel.
Because you know what I was thinking of recently?
What?
Your aborted script.
Wrong word.
Aborted is a right word. I mean, it's a word. I mean, what?
I mean, it still exists. All I'm saying is it's just staying there. Okay, keep going.
For Hallmark.
Yeah, why are...
I wanted to bring it up because at this point I've kind of forgotten.
You were just like, oh, I just want to embarrass you really quickly.
Well, honestly, as we mentioned, we haven't really watched anything. So let's talk about something.
Oh, wait, but I do have a couple things.
Okay, all right. Oh, now...
Well, now you're now,
now
the
you're,
stakes
now,
are
you're,
high.
Now you're ducking and weaving. We got old duck and weave Gaylord over here.
Yeah. Mrs. Duck and Weave.
Mr. Balkin, Mrs. Duck and Weave.
Did I tell you about the game that I played?
No.
Okay. Nintendo Switch. John has one.
Okay, yep.
We really love it. Mm-hmm. And we just beat... Yoshi's Craft World, which is maybe the most adorable game that I've ever played.
Okay.
Okay, here, let me set the scene.
Yeah,
you're a Yoshi.
I'm so out.
No.
I'm so out.
Dude, it's the best. Okay, so the whole thing is animated.
Yoshi's adorable.
Yoshi's adorable.
Boom.
For some reason, they're like furry in this one, so you can like see their, like, just like the fur of them. Very cute. And then the whole background is literally crafted. It's like the straws are making up like a little bridge, and everything happens. It like turns, and then it like all opens up or like turns into all this.
Did you like fairy godmother make this game? What is she? It's like, I see Kendra has been looking for something to bring wonder to our life.
And then, if you can believe this,
yep.
Not only I don't love games that much, like this type of games.
Mm-hmm. You like to be, live in a world, though.
I do. I love to live in a world. Mm-hmm. Maybe The Sims world.
Yeah, well,
right. Any type of world. Mm-hmm. No, but so then the sweetest part is the levels aren't timed, and there's a multiplayer component where you literally, I just jump on John's back. We're both two Yoshis. I'm the pink Yoshi. And I jump on John's back, and I'm the one who has to shoot the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be like, huh. You know?
Yep.
And then John...
Great visual for the podcast.
And then John has to do the mechanics of the, like, jumping and everything. But I'm really good at spotting where the hidden flowers are. You have to go pick up all the flowers, Ken.
Yep.
That's adorable. The best game ever. And it's so cute. And we just beat it, but now we have to go back and, like, do all
the... Can you do it, like, differently next time?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we didn't... It opened up, once we beat it, it opened up some new levels, it opened up some new things.
Did you beat it then?
Yeah, we did. We got the credit screen. It was like, you went through everything. But it's like, we didn't, so the whole game is like, most of them are untimed levels, which I think is the most important thing on earth.
Hate no time. Yeah.
We're timing things. It's just like, I get so stressed.
That's why you're a huge baseball fan, all right? There's no clock, all right? We don't want a clock, all right? Like, it's about the purity of... Okay, go.
Yeah. It was just, like, the most fun, and we've been doing it. We've been playing for the past, like, 2 months.
That's amazing. But, and quick question. Just... How much did my accent come out when I just said clock?
It was a lot. Actually, you said the word Drake it earlier, and since then you've been off.
Drake it can get you there. Drake it, like, that's like
that's the, your like the keyword. Your like yeah. keyword. Yeah, like
if,
exactly.
If someone comes to me and they want to hire you for a picture set in Boston, all right, I'm gonna be like, all right, Drake it.
Right, I mean, really, you would just be like, give me one beer, and I'll be there.
Well, on this
and say the word Drake
on this party bus, they were like, you're from Massachusetts, I don't hear an accent. I'm like, just give me like a couple more of these. These beers, and
just
then
give me a minute.
We'll hear it, but
I like to think that maybe Matt Damon's the word that gets him there is also Drake it.
I don't think he's ever heard of Drake it.
I don't think he's ever really.
He's a fancy Canterburgian.
So anyway,
what's the other thing? Oh, if you want to keep talking about the Yoshi thing, that's
no, a, we're good. I didn't mean to say it like that. Really, really fun.
Yeah, well,
and everyone should try it out if you get a chance. And also, the Nintendo Switch is like my favorite gaming system. Beyond the PC, of course. Yeah, I guess, can we start a thing called like Kendra's Gaming Corner?
Love it.
Because the past 2 weeks, nope. I guess it's been deep in game world.
Here's something from me as a little like hot tip that I won't do ever again. So we'll just call it like the one-time hot tip.
Ken's hot tip.
Mr. Ball Game's hot tip. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Netflix now.
Ooh,
everyone, enjoy.
That's a hot tip.
Yep.
Thanks, Mr. Ball Game. Dude, it's going to be hard not to call you Mr. Ball Game from
here
on out.
You're not going to want to call it. It's too many syllables. It's like too 40. Long.
And like, it's a lot of up and downs that I can't probably handle.
I got a text from the Baking Poppy, our longtime sponsor of the show.
Yes. Rarely mentioned, but often thought of.
Yeah. Always thought of. Never mentioned. That's the rule with Baking Poppy. No. And he said, finally watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And he loved it.
Oh, good.
And I said, what took you so long?
Yeah, that's a long time. Well, it's on Netflix now. That's how you get to everyone.
That's exactly how it worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The long arm of Netflix, you know?
Yeah.
So you said you had two things to talk about, though.
I don't remember what the second was.
You made that up.
No, I didn't.
You know what that means, then? It's back to Hallmark time.
Let's get into your new movie, The 23rd Wheel.
What do we got? What's that going to be about? Is it just about my sadness, or are we trying to put a spin on it?
No, I think
on this wheel.
I think that we can just cast Catherine Heigl, and it's going to be. I don't really get it. It's a wheel spins.
What? Wait, what, did you say Catherine Heigl? She's not going to be in my movie, all right? I don't want to be negative here, but no. No, Kendra.
I'm just saying, if you're doing... It's just like...
Someone asked me over the weekend, they're like, what's your type? And I was like, I can't answer that question. Like, I should have... Like
Catherine
Heigl. I should have certain answers, but they're like, dresses. Well, like, what actresses are you into? And I was like, I could not name one actress right now.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about when someone's like, what's your favorite one? Like, what's an actress I like? I could not think of one. And it's like when you were like, well, Meryl Streep, fine. And it's like, yeah, I could have just said right. that then, but I didn't. But you know what would not be my answer? And this sounds mean. Oh, Catherine Heigl.
Oh, Ken, that's rude.
It is rude. I think...
Because...
I'm kind of the mind that she got a little bit of the short end of the stick now with how everything went down with Grey's Anatomy and everything, but I also don't love how she handled it.
Right, so right.
She's not at the top of my list. She's not at the top of my list.
I can't believe you're still on a drama from 2002.
Well, it's still on. All of America's still on that drama.
Like, oh, I meant like her.
And we're not talking about Supernatural drama. Either. This yeah, is Grey's Anatomy. Although I guess that was canceled. Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
I think that drama was pretty bad too.
Yeah. You were in a Grey's Anatomy lady? Mm.
For some reason, it sounded like Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy? You weren't into McDreamy or McSteamy?
No. I didn't...
You said McLeave Me Alone, Grey's Anatomy. That's what you said.
I just don't like... It was like a regular show. And I just... At that time in my life, I wasn't ready for...
Yeah.
Like a TV show.
You don't... I'm trying to think. You don't really watch the soap operas, really.
They kind of stress me out.
Yeah.
Oh, but I did.
You do watch.
I did some Scandal for a bit.
Yeah, but it has to be like heightened. Not that it's not heightened at a hospital, but and I think Grey's Anatomy went nuts.
I don't
too.
Like.
I think at one point they
like
traveled to the
when
moon.
When it's like, yeah, cutting people's bodies up.
Well, I mean, this is, what an interesting conversation for 2019. But ER was an excellent show.
Finally, we're getting to the really important stuff.
No, but honestly though. Your Hallmark
Stop.
Script. No, but what was it though? I can't remember even though.
Oh, you can't remember it at all.
No.
No. Okay. So
it's like a peach cobbler and
it's a peach farm and a blueberry farm.
That's what it is, right?
And they compete.
They sort of compete. How? Why would they compete though? How much of this did you write?
Like 2/3.
Oh my lord! We need to finish this.
Yeah. No. We do.
How about
we
this?
Don't need to.
If I get a first draft of 23rd Wheel Down, would you talk about finishing that?
Of course.
Yeah, you know I won't do that.
I know you won't, but I would 100%. If you finish 23rd Wheel,
what's 23rd Wheel going to be about?
It's okay,
exciting.
So I think that it's like this. It's you, and it starts with you.
I love how it's not. It's going to be totally transparent about this.
No. What about?
I'm just going to name the character Ken Williams or like Mr. Ballgame.
His name's Ken.
Oh my lord.
Ball game.
And people are like, what's your type? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Catherine Heigl shows up at the end and we fall in love.
I actually kind of like the idea of 23rd Wheel ending just kind of as like, yep.
Wait a minute, you thought of her because of 23 dresses,
27
right?
27 dresses.
27 dresses, yeah, sorry. Sorry about that.
Ken, get your head on straight.
Are you one of those people that think that's a great movie?
I couldn't remember one thing.
I'm not finishing words correctly. You can see that I'm so sleep deprived. It's just like
I'm on a similar boat.
Yep.
And what's fun is
maybe
neither
this could
of us
take place
sleep...
on a boat.
No, but I do think it's a good idea. You have a bunch of couples where, like, maybe he, being you,
mm-hmm,
Ken,
right.
Ball game.
Yep.
Has a bunch of different friends, 11 friends. All of them end up with another person. And then you end up being the 23rd wheel. But then...
That's the end of the movie?
No. And then, I guess, then you find another wheel. Then you fall in love with a literal tire. And you start bringing your, honestly, hot tire.
I feel like I would grow tired of that. I knew you'd laugh at that. It's unbelievable.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what? Your sense of humor, you know, I got an axle to grind with it, all right?
I can't think of any because I'm that type of stupid.
I was trying to think of pneumatic somehow. Mm. But...
Can you just give it a break?
Oh, that's us. All right.
No, the wheel doesn't.
Let's steer the conversation back to where we wanted to go, all right?
Do we have any connection to Perry Gilpin?
To our lives?
We do. We do have a very big connection. She liked my Instagram today.
She did. What was it about?
It was me at Sailor Snug Harbor in the
lapel. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I like that?
I don't know. Again, I really only look for one like in my life, and that's Perry Gilpin.
She's very nice. Well, not that she would have to be nice to like it. She's a very...
But she is generous. She's extraordinarily nice and generous.
She posted a really wonderful pic of Olivia de Havilland, who's like turning one, who just turned 103 today. She's Whoa. An old actress, old star of Hollywood. But she was on a bike. And I wondered if does Perry Gilpin know her? Did she take that picture? She just posted it.
She was just like...
Or she found the picture and she was like, this is a wonderful picture.
This is great.
Yeah. But either way.
I love it.
Perry, if you're listening, and we know you are, great pick. That's our connection. I love you to have one.
I think it's great. Yeah. I mean, honestly, we didn't talk about one thing. The only thing I would say is like, so in Yoshi's Craft World, Yoshi ends with an I, and so does Perry.
Yes. Great. You know what also ends in an I? This movie, 23rd Wheel, because I'm going to end up alone.
Yeah. It's great. No, you won't, Ken. You're going to find a beautiful tire.
All right. I think that's good, right?
Yeah.
Please.
Thanks,
give
everybody.
Us a call. Yeah. We have actually, to be honest with you, like, it would be great.
If we got a phone call, because clearly we are.
Honestly, we need help. We need, like, a little bit of, like, fresh air, yeah. A little bit of, like, new blood. So right. If you could honestly send us a call or leave a message or send a message or.
Somehow. But specifically with this phone number, 410-914-PERRY, 410-914-7374.
You know what I hear a lot?
I also have a tip.
Yes. Oh.
Save it into your phone.
Okay.
Because that makes it so that, like, maybe you're drunk. And maybe you're like, oh my God, that reminds me of Perry Gilpin. You just give us a call right then.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. That's great.
It's just, I think it's just like right now, it's like, what are the chances you got to listen? So like right now, open up your phone. You're listening to this on this. Do the little thing because you can do multiple things at once on a telephone.
Yep.
Put in 410-914-7374. And write Perry Gilpin's. Don't write. You're not going to call Perry Gilpin. You're going to call us. That was actually the best part is when Perry Gilpin posted it, we got a ton of voicemails of people being like, is this Perry Gilpin?
You didn't tell me that.
It was just a few. We just got like a couple. No one said like, is this Perry Gilpin? But there was just a bunch of ones that were like.
Wait, do we get creep calls?
No, it was just people. The phone number was out there.
Yeah.
Who's not going
to
call?
People are waiting to get
and
an
Perry
answer.
Posted
and we
it,
can't
so...
answer. You just have to leave a message.
And then
I hear all the time, by the way, by our loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wanted to call about this. And I was like, well, guess what? Why don't you and your little tuckus make that call? Let's go.
Make a call.
Yeah.
And save it in your phone. That way you can
save
always...
it in your phone. And then when you get that inspiration.
Right.
Make the call.
Make the call. Okay. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram. We don't post there.
Ooh, boy. All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.